Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
For the record, I love you guys. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, we love you too.
But if one more of you guys mentions anyone or anything dying while the songs are playing, you're out of here.
Did I ever tell you about Sparky?
No. Jeez Louise.
What is going on in there?
These guys, I can't believe it. Oh, this person, that person, my dog, this person. I'm like, I looked at Kevin. I was like, what happened?
I know. It was really, it just spiraled out of control very fast.
Just got so dark in here for a second. I'm sorry for all of your losses, okay?
Okay.
Gosh, dang it.
Thank you, Jay.
Warren's years were like 20 years ago. So you just, well, speaking of that, you know, so-and-so's brother died back in the 80s. I'm like, what the heck?
Delayed obits? Is that what we call it? I guess.
Oh, my gosh.
I guess it's our age.
I think so, yeah. A little Hot Topics round one brought to you by the Colville Pro Rodeo. Woo! That was exhausting, man. Guys, would you rather not brush your teeth for a week or not shower for 2 weeks?
Ooh, oh, golly.
Oh, I'll take the shower for 700, Alex.
You would, because you want to brush your teeth.
Brushing the teeth thing.
Okay, so you would rather not shower for 2 weeks and then I'll see you in three if that's what we're going to do
100%.
Here.
I mean, I get it, but
I'm with you. Yeah, I would also take that one, by the way.
I think Lori would kick me out of the house for either.
Probably, but I'll go with
I'll go with the, I want to take a shower.
So you're going to not brush your teeth for a week.
What if you brush your teeth in the shower? Does it?
You can't use a toothbrush, I guess, is the only caveat, yeah.
Just wash my mouth out with soap, I guess.
Well, you probably earned it after that last segment.
I'll agree with that.
That is
bad. I mean, honestly. Bruce?
Well, I can leave some of my teeth in the little container, so...
Jesus.
So
he can literally take his teeth out and shower them.
That's hilarious. There's not enough in there to brush anyway, so what's it really matter? Do you guys answer phone calls that don't have, like, you don't have them in your phone. You haven't saved them in your phone.
Right.
So you have a number that pops up. Yeah. You don't know
unknown.
Who it is.
Oh, yeah. No. That's
so either it says unknown or it says where it's from or it says potential spam. Do you answer any of those calls? Bruce, do you answer them?
I had to for about a month. We was doing the flea market.
Oh, okay. I get it. Yeah. So you were expecting calls from people you didn't know.
Other than that, no.
No, absolutely not. See, even Bruce won't answer them.
That's right.
Warren, do you?
No.
No, well, really?
I don't.
That kind of surprises me.
I let it go to... I don't.
Well,
because
he just enjoying a random conversation. That's like, hello, hi, how are you today?
Warren, hey.
Let me tell you a story.
You're about old Mike. I'm like, oh, gosh, no.
Yeah. That's one of the, speaking of Mike, one of the guys we have coffee with.
No.
He's
alive. Okay.
He's great. In fact, he's listening.
Oh, hi, Mike.
He would answer the phone on purpose just to lead him on.
Just to razz him a little bit.
He's great at it.
Fun.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they called your phone, so it's you're entitled. Yeah.
That's right.
Monty, you're not answering that, or you are? Okay, no. I just didn't even know. Sometimes for business even. And then I do it, or I do this every time. I look and I go, no, I don't know that person. Like, oh, it could be... You know, somebody for something, then I answer, and I'm like, why did I do that? That was so stupid.
Well, a lot of times nowadays, I mean, it has
the name of the business.
A name of the business or whatever is calling.
Absolutely.
You go, like, okay, I'm taking that one.
Yeah,
that I get. It's qualified.
Yeah, I don't mind those. It's just the other ones. Also, do you text before you call? If you're Warren, you don't. Do you, Monty?
Like, I typically say, call me if you can.
Okay, yeah.
And I don't make the first call. I'll just say, hey, I need to talk to you. Call me when you can.
Right.
Well, and that's another song.
Warren, you.
Text before I call?
Yeah,
you mean don't. To like to say if it's okay?
Like you don't go, hey, Jay, can I call you? You don't do that. You
no,
just call.
But I don't call you very much.
No, it's fine. I'm not saying text. Don't call me. You're fine.
Oh, geez, Jay, I don't know what to do here.
Warren suddenly was confessing something he didn't do. No, you're fine. I was just curious if you do. A lot of, like the younger generation, a lot of them will not call until they'll text first and say, hey, are you available? Or, hey, give me a call or whatever.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have to get consent.
Wow.
I guess.
And I don't know if it's out of... Why do you suppose that is? Do you think?
I just think because the phone call is so out of the ordinary
I think that
it's like, I really have to make sure this person is okay with it or I am not.
Right. Now, they'll FaceTime without the text.
100%.
Yeah.
But they won't call for some reason. I don't know. It seems weird.
That's valid.
I'm not going to try to figure out... the 20-year-olds like my sons.
Yeah.
It's too complicated, guys.
I'm kind of afraid to call you without asking.
No, you call any time. Okay. You're on the
except,
list.
Except for it's after 7 p.m.
Well, oh, you've changed that now.
Oh, yeah. You call me till midnight.
What? Wow.
Really? Oh, I'm all in. Yeah. Yeah. Boy. I guess right here, I'll call you tonight.
I mean, I have it on Do Not Disturb. You call all you want. I ain't going to get it.
Oh, okay.
It's going to tell me you called all it tonight.
Right. I'll get it when I wake up in the morning. Yeah. So, yeah.
I mean, not many people know the look.
No, they, nor should they.
And I do know the look.
Steve, I'm curious about your thoughts on Cheese Whiz.
What? Excuse me? Where did this come from?
That just fell out of the sky? Hmm.
That was my question to you.
Your question to me?
Yeah.
Thoughts on Cheese Whiz. He wrote it down. He said, thoughts on Cheese Whiz? And I thought,
Yeah, it's okay.
In the moment, yeah. I mean,
if it's in a can.
Wait, do you shoot it in your mouth like whipped cream, though, or do you put it on a cracker?
Yeah.
Well, so you're talking about Cheese Whiz that has the can, right?
Yeah, aerosol.
Because they used to have Cheese Whiz in a tube.
What?
Like a sausage tube, and you'd cut it. This was a while ago.
I don't remember that one.
I don't either.
Just the can, just the squirt one to simplify it. You're okay with it?
I'm okay with it. It's not my favorite.
Yeah, well, it's Cheese Whiz. I don't know if it's anybody's favorite.
Cheese Whiz and chicken and a biscuit is pretty good.
Oh.
I would have been down for that.
Yeah.
Chicken and a biscuit crackers.
Yes.
Yes. No, not just chicken and a biscuit.
Not chicken in a biscuit.
Chicken and a biscuit picking out dough. Oh, that's different. But no, Cheese Whiz.
No, and the Cheese Whiz?
No, for
you
me.
You don't like cheese?
Wow.
It's a texture thing, Jay.
I know.
Ugh.
All right. Well, fine. Be that way. Then you don't get to call me anymore.
Totally. Golly. Like the whipped cream.
Well, I'd like it if it was in a pan fried with some bread.
I forgot that you just don't like cheese.
Yeah, I like cheese sandwiches.
You mean like melted cheese. You don't like actual cold.
A hamburger or toasted cheese.
Did I ever put that on the poll? I feel like that's a very unique.
It is. I think that is unique, Jay.
Yeah, I don't know a lot of people who don't like cheese but like melted cheese. I think it's either one or the other.
Or the opposite, because my wife does not like melted
cheese. She doesn't like melted cheese.
Oh, right. Really?
Huh. Just imagine if you guys were a couple.
Oh,
no, that would be awesome.
One of you would like melted, the other one wouldn't.
Ooh.
How weird is that?
Ah.
Poor Kelly.
I know. No. Yeah, poor Kelly, just if she was with me. Period. Poor Lori.
Here comes the text.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Bruce, would you like to put this pod thing in your ear?
Kevin James.
I'm sticking that in my ear.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, and Warren, if you're going to tell lies, then you're just going to have to stop coming in.
I don't think I'm telling a lie. Oh, was it?
Yeah. I don't think Warren was lying.
Uh-huh.
I was misunderstanding.
Don't know what he's talking about.
Maybe Jay misheard you?
All I heard was you said the only bikes allowed in Riverfront Park are electric bikes.
No, I said they're not allowed.
Oh, they're
not allowed.
Okay. You missed that. All right, thank you. Yeah. And is that true too?
Well, I don't know because Lori and I wanted to go down there. We got electric bikes now, and we wanted to go down there.
Oh yeah, yeah. How are those working out?
Oh, fun! I've ridden 40 miles now.
Good for you. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's. I mean, I don't really know how they work. It's just a pedal assist.
Yeah. Well, you can do pedal assist or just the
Just throttle. Oh wow! All right, that's
but,
great.
But.
How fast? I'm sorry. I'm sure you probably...
Well, because you can... Their class... is it class 2?
Sure, why not?
So, and they'll go 21 miles an hour.
Okay.
Okay, they're governed there.
Probably plenty fast
but
for you.
But you can computerize them and go up to 3, which I've done.
3 miles? 3? 30, you mean?
Schedule 3.
Oh, schedule 3. Oh.
Then you go 31 miles an hour.
Oh, wow. Boy, that seems pretty fast.
Well, yeah, and I didn't think that was very fast because when I was a kid, it didn't seem
well,
fast.
Well, no, but... Yeah.
But boy, oh boy, it is. Monty would have done it, wouldn't you, Monty?
Yeah, it was... Tanner had a Tesla, the Tesla version.
Of a bike?
And it's like a motorcycle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
It's ridiculously fast. It would go 60 miles an hour.
That's too...
That's fast.
But, it was big enough that it felt like you were riding a motorcycle.
Yeah. I mean, that's the difference, obviously. I feel like 30 is pretty quick on a bike.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Especially, no offense, but at your age.
Yeah, well, that's true, too.
Yeah. I'm here to keep you safe.
I know.
You're top heavy.
If I bring it in, you want to take it for a cruise?
I would, but I don't want you to go to all the effort. But I would. I'd take it.
Well, it's easy.
Yeah. Is it? Well, all right. Yeah. See you next week.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute.
Poll time.
Hello. Oh, it is poll time.
It's poll time.
Poll time.
Let's do it.
If you're early for work, do you drive around so that you don't show up early?
Oh, it's wasting fuel. So just park and
Monty,
wait.
No.
Park
you
and
just,
wait.
You would just, oh, you'd park and wait. Yeah. You wouldn't go in. You don't want to be early. You just park and wait.
Oh.
You'd probably go in.
Didn't have the key to the building. Yeah.
No. Is that this particular person has the key and the availability.
Oh, yeah, just go in.
No, just go in.
Yeah.
Warren?
No. I would wait in the parking lot, sit in my car and listen to radio, drink coffee.
My guy.
The reason why is because what I did for a living, as soon as you walk in, you got 10 million questions.
Sure.
It's like, I'm not on the clock. Leave me alone.
Yeah, fair.
But it doesn't work.
Hourly, yeah. I get it. Yeah. Bruce?
I just never got to work early.
just 5 o'clock.
Better at planning, guys. He's just better at planning. Mm-hmm. Have you ever fallen asleep in a movie theater, Bruce?
No.
No, Warren.
Oh, yeah, lots of times.
Every time, yeah.
Barry goes, your eyes were closed. I was blinking.
Very slowly.
Slow blink.
Yeah.
Monty.
Negative.
No, yeah. Kevin, 50-50. Exactly 50.
Okay.
That's weird.
Wow.
Usually don't get a poll that's exactly 50-50, but yeah.
Do you?
Oh, no. No.
Have you probably ever?
I don't fall asleep.
I know.
I go to sleep.
Yeah, there you go.
Go to bed.
Yeah, I mean, or intentionally lay down on the couch and say, no, I'm going to take a nap, and then I will go to sleep. But I don't just fall asleep.
Oh, golly, I do.
Would you guys be willing to do an experiment?
Yeah, sure.
Depends on what it is, Kevin.
And see if I could fall asleep between now and the end of the show?
Well, you don't do experiments where you already know the outcome.
Yeah, that's true. What about producer Steve?
Do you think I could really fall asleep sitting here in the studio?
Yes. What's your control?
Not with us throwing stuff at you.
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you.
Monty would not allow that to happen.
Nope. Every time you doze off, pencil to the forehead.
Yeah, boom.
Yeah.
Kevin. Kevin.
Good morning.
Oh, my. Can I ask producer Steve?
He does fall asleep in the theater.
In the theater, you do? Yeah.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
that's what made me put it up in the first place.
Well, I've been nice.
Well,
no
wonder you fall asleep if you drink a fifth.
He pleads the fifth.
Oh, excuse me.
Do you carry your car keys in your pocket when you're at work? Warren, you had yours on your belt.
Yeah, I always do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get teased about it, but it doesn't wear out your pockets.
You know where they are.
I do.
Monty, you keep them in your pocket, throw them on the counter.
No, it's too big.
Holy cow.
Look at the size of that thing.
That's ridiculous.
That's so I don't lose it. I've never lost my keys that
way. Those are unreal. Well,
knock on wood, because you just jinxed yourself.
Yeah, you did.
I don't.
That was a goocher.
Still don't.
Bruce, keys in a pocket?
Well, a lot of times, because I only have one key for each rig. I don't carry
You don't have a key ring?
No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You have a single key that goes in the ignition and then
And the house key.
Where do you keep them all?
Do you have a
place to hang them up?
Like a pegboard kind of
thing. You have a key tag that, I mean, keeps them. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
All
right. I'd never heard that way before.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind it because you don't have to carry so many keys.
Well, look at that mess he's got.
It's not a mess. Yeah,
Monty looks like a janitor on steroids.
he really does. Fact, yeah.
Kevin, don't pour water on your head. Kevin, stop.
He's already doing it. He's done it.
Yeah, there he goes. Are you getting sleepy? Is that what
No, it's just hot.
By the way, the poll said 67% said no. They do not keep their keys in their pocket at work.
67%?
Full time.
Do most couples assign household chores? Do you have assigned chores, Monty?
Most.
I mean, it's not like written anywhere, but...
It's not like, remember we agreed you would do this.
No, it's whatever needs to get done. I mean, I typically don't do the dishes, and I typically do the...
You said doo-doo.
I typically do the garbage.
Right, yeah.
So right.
I mean,
not necessarily assigned, but sort of fallen into place.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Warren, do you have assigned chores?
No,
Okay.
Nope.
Bruce?
I have assigned ones, but I get out of them all the time. So.
Just use your little charm. Is that what you do?
Well, you mess them up. You just mess them up.
If you want to call it that.
Yeah. Paul said no. 56-44.
Oh, close.
Pretty close, yeah. Is it normal to pour water on your head at work? That's weird that just came up.
Yeah, I was one early there.
Yeah, you were. Everybody?
No. It doesn't mean you have to do it again.
God, stop doing that. What? Why? This is so new that he just can't stop pouring water on his head.
Oh, it's ice water, too.
On top, and it's on top
like
of the headphones.
Over here.
Yeah, you wonder why stuff doesn't stay.
And
nice
I know what
you.
The trouble is. It's because I need a haircut.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just got one.
Oh, Kevin.
Kevin, 77% said no.
But there's some percent that said yes.
Yeah, 23. I'm happy with that.
23. Okay. Kevin likes
over 18.
That.
That's normal.
Have you ever taken a picture of your foot just to get a better look?
Of
your foot.
Yes, I think I have.
Of course you have, yeah. Warren.
I think I have.
Yeah. I can guarantee it. Monty?
No.
No, thank you. Bruce?
Like, no.
Like if you have a sliver in your hand and you can't
right.
see it.
No, I understand,
and
yeah.
And then zoom in, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's your hand, though.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I've done it on my feet, too.
That doesn't really help in the removal process.
Yeah, like what's hurting on the bottom of my foot? And you take a picture and you zoom in and go, oh, well, look.
No. Well, I can't see the bottom. I can't bend my leg around like
right.
that.
Right. You take a picture of it, Warren.
80-20 no, so on the poll. Have you ever called your fists thunder and lightning?
Somebody watched the movie. A little thunder, a little lightning.
Jim Diamond does it around here all the time.
Does he?
There's a storm front approaching, Steve, and it's thunder and lightning.
Oh.
Yeah.
He likes to 6 months in the hospital, sudden death.
I'm going to say no for everybody there. It seems like no. 85% said no on the poll. Let's see. The last couple ones, have you ever had chicken in a biscuit?
Yeah.
Yes.
And yeah.
The cracker. The cracker.
Yeah, the cracker.
Steve
Thank
had
you,
never
Steve.
Done it.
Steve never had that cracker before.
Oh, no. Did you try some today?
Yesterday.
Yeah. You like them?
Yeah, it was good.
It was okay.
Yeah, sounded like a really backhanded compliment.
How about a Triscuit dunked in cottage cheese?
Oh, I would never.
Yeah. Well,
it's actually pretty good. Yeah.
It is. Jay taught us that.
Mm-hmm. By the way, 81% have had chicken in a biscuit. And the last one is, do you sing in the car? Bruce?
Heck yeah.
Really? Okay, sure. I felt like you were the only one that might have said no. Warren, I'm not even asking you.
Of course I did.
Warren's walking down the hallway singing in a building he doesn't even belong in.
Yeah.
That's right. It doesn't matter.
I'm singing anyone's car.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the full-on, you know, belting out the song, but I'll sing along with
He'll
it.
Sing along. Okay, yeah. 90% said yes.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
We had an email, I think it was, that said their new coworker said they never sang in the car. I'm like, what is wrong?
Yeah,
have some
really.
Fun. Yes, Warren.
Briefly.
I doubt it, but go ahead.
I can. Mm-hmm. I tried to sing like Gene Watson last night. I was listening to it in my pickup coming home, and I can't hit the notes that guy can hit. That's all I have to say. Have you tried that?
No. Thank you, Warren.
Sure. Wake up, Kevin.
Oh, wait.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Carousel, which we're going to do one of these Fridays.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
That would be perfect.
Like after the show.
Yeah. Is the goat still down there?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
What do you think, it ran away?
I don't know. You know that all the renovation down there, you never know if they relocated said goat.
Kevin James.
People would move if they took the goat
I
out.
Know, but they, you know, if they relocated, it might not be.
What, if they probably put it in the red wagon and just towed it out of here.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Bruce, you been across the new Post Street Bridge?
Oh, no, sir.
No, Warren?
No, I
Monty?
Think we should do
no
that
plans
today.
To.
Yeah, it probably never would affect you guys because you don't take the Post Street Bridge.
No.
Where is the Post Street Bridge?
It's on Post Street.
Oh, shocking.
It is. It's a very seldom used, especially since it was closed for 5 years.
Well, that's the weird part.
But let's say you're going down Spokane Falls Boulevard, Monty.
Uh-huh. I know
it's And you're passing Riverfront Park.
Mm-hmm.
First right.
And you get right there to the stoplight. A stoplight that they never took out for 5 years.
That's
and it
right.
It made no sense.
Yep.
City Hall is to your right.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
All to
right.
your left
right by the
is
runners.
Mac Daddy's.
Okay, yeah, been
in
there.
In the River Square Mall.
Yeah.
River Square.
Yeah.
River Mac Daddy's.
You can now take a right, and you could go.
Northbound only?
Northbound only.
That's correct.
That is correct.
Yeah.
One lane. It's really built for pedestrians and bicycles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very nice. They put planters in.
You know, it's funny, it? Kevin, it has been nice. Closed for so long. It's just to the runners and turn right. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes. To the runners and take a right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been closed for so long, I forgot that it was going to be open.
Yeah.
I forgot that there was a bridge there.
Yeah, and then this week they were like, oh, it's opening. I was like, oh,
I
my
was
gosh.
Mad about it for 3 years because it was
it affected
like,
you, yeah.
I loved that walk. I would take that walk, and you could get into the park really easy from the Centennial Trail,
correct.
The whole deal. And then they closed it, and it was like you had to walk up Monroe and go through, like, gravel parking lot. And I'm like, this isn't a walk. This is not a walk I want.
So they took the North-South Freeway approach to rebuilding that bridge then.
Yes, 5 years.
You wish.
It was one of those, though, I will admit, watching the guys work on building a bridge and how they're, like, suspended up there. And it was a little bit where you go, yeah, take your time, fellas. That's that looks dangerous.
Yeah, very crazy. Anyway, so, it's open, guys. You could leave. In fact, when you leave here, you could go that way to go home.
Yeah, we could, Bruce.
I mean, I wouldn't, but you could.
Yeah.
You have to cross the river.
Yeah, you have to go downtown and then
turn
cross.
And then come back. Yeah. Just to say you did it.
Bruce has to haul silage, though.
Yeah, it's very important. Very important stuff.
Hey, hey.
Kevin's clip of the day.
What do we got, Kev?
I am guilty of giving people a hard time about stuff like this once in a while. Like my son's best friend, to this day, if we go and we eat something, he is going to get a cheeseburger. Or if he gets a cheese, it's like no cheese and just ketchup only. That's how he wants his hamburger. And I still give him a hard time. I'm like, what?
It's like he's five,
We've been doing this since you were, you know, 5 years old, going to T-ball or whatever. Right. And he's like, yeah, it's just the way I like it, man. I know it's boring. But I can't help it.
Crazy.
It's my order.
We have
this is a clip that is about is kind of the same thing, but this guy makes a very valid point.
I don't care how old I get, I'm ordering chicken fingers. Like anytime I go out with my friends, they try to make fun of me, like, what are you gonna order, chicken fingers? Like you're in third grade? Yeah, I am, right? I didn't know there's an age limit on enjoying your life, right? If that's the case, I'll pull a Billy Madison right now and go back to third grade so I can enjoy chicken fingers in peace. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's not even your mouth. What do you care? Have fun with your penne alla vodka pasta sausage sauce that no one can pronounce. It's $100 for a tiny little bowl that can feed to a cat, right? Just so you can post on Instagram and look cool. I'll take my order of chicken fingers. Matter of fact, I'll take two orders so I can have some more later.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah, I like that a lot.
I didn't know there was an age limit on being happy.
And enjoying your life.
Enjoying your life,
That's
yes.
Great.
These,
that's awesome.
Chicken fingers. Yeah. They are good.
Chicken fingers restaurant coming to Spokane, right?
Yeah, Raisin Cane's.
Oh, Raisin Cane's, yeah.
Right
next to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Chicken Alley, I think they're calling it. And then also, did you hear that with the third one? I don't know if we even talked about this. Chicken and Biscuit? It's actually chicken in a biscuit.
Oh, that restaurant's coming?
Not the Cracker.
Oh, not the Cracker.
Yeah. Guys, that's a joke. I'm just kidding. That's not a real restaurant. Oh. Yeah.
It'd be a good one, though.
Not a real restaurant.
I like it.
Now, my son does the chicken fingers thing, and I don't think he'll ever stop.
They're so good.
That's all he ever
100%
eats.
I would. Yeah. I mean, if a hamburger wasn't on the menu.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you don't have to even ask wherever you go. Where are we going? I don't know. Do they have chicken fingers? Yeah. Okay, cool.
Wow.
He also used to be the kid who would go to Subway, and he'd be like, just give me turkey on bread. My wife is like, it's $8. Put something else on there.
A little something else.
Yeah, anything else. Like, I don't care what it is. Nope. Turkey. Anyway, you want mayo, mustard? Nope. Nothing.
Cheese?
Dry. No.
No, nothing.
Turkey, bread.
That's
$8.
It. No mayonnaise, no mustard, no nothing.
Wow.
Yeah,
no kidding.
We often asked, hey, since he's not going to put anything else on there,
can we have it?
Can we have a couple more pieces of turkey? Nope. Double meat.
Can we put his cheese on my sandwich?
you can do that. Yeah. Just put it in a bag. We'll take it home. One of us will eat it for a snack.
Yeah.
100%.
Can you imagine? Oh, my God.
Mayo, mustard, cheese, lettuce, peppers.
Just in a bag.
It's in a bag. Shake it up. Yummy. Ugh. Yes, Warren?
There's a... I don't want to say anything that I shouldn't say on the air.
Uh-oh.
There's a place...
That's a great
there's
start. Too late.
Yeah, well, I know it. There's a place that you walk along, like, say, at Subway.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And but they make pizzas.
Okay.
And Lori had a salad, a pizza salad one time.
Oh.
And she's okay, I want this on it, that on it.
Get
to the end.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, and that was a medium, right? And Lori goes, yeah. So she dumped half of it in the garbage and gave it to Lori. And Lori goes, why did you do that? Well, because I was thinking you ordered
a large,
and you ordered medium.
And she just dumped it in the garbage.
I said, well, why waste the food?
Yeah.
Six one, half a dozen the other. You're not. You threw it away. You're not making profit.
Right.
Ah,
at that point, you say, oh, my mistake. I made a large, but I'll just charge you for a medium. I mean, that would have been...
Well, yeah.
That would have been the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Yes.
They threw the food.
Dumping in the garbage is hilarious.
Wow. Golly.
Oh,
golly,
my.
Golly.
Yeah, I would have said, no, never mind. I've changed my mind.
keep the salad.
Yeah.
You can have it.
I don't want any of it.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
The number one most beautiful state in the entire United States.
This is exciting.
Is
Kevin James.
Washington State, everybody.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
I'll give him a round.
Really?
How about that?
That's more than a golf clap.
Yeah, that was a round of applause.
Does that include Seattle?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Final thoughts.
Monty, no.
I see it all the time.
All right. You can start.
Okay. Good weekend to do some cleanup.
Is that that's just off the top of your head?
That's my final thought for the day. It's a good weekend to do some cleanup.
Work, work, work.
Property, yeah.
Yeah, good for you. I got to do some, too. I got to do some stuff out in the yard.
And I just want to wish Steve a happy weekend coming.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Yeah, Steve, for sure.
Enjoy your weekend, Steve.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Nice shirt.
Same to you.
Wow. Did we take a picture of your shirt yet?
We need to take a picture.
No, not yet.
Okay, well, we'll post a picture of Steve's first day of school
shirt. We got to go get him on the front porch.
It's a fine shirt.
Oh, I'll let him. Well, I don't know. My backpack's pretty heavy, but I'll let him put it on.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
You don't think I can lift a backpack?
Nope.
Don't give me the look.
That's funny. Don't give me... See, I told you about the look.
Final thought, Warren?
It's a different look.
Yeah, okay, it was different. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a different look. I would like to congratulate my granddaughter, Ashley. She graduates from high school this weekend.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of her. She's done a good job. And I do have a...
No, go ahead.
I do have a question.
Yes.
Jay, how do you get off a nonstop flight?
Boy, yeah, that is...
Good point.
That is tricky.
Monty.
I got to back up since we're not going to be here next weekend.
Yes.
I have to say congratulations to Colby. He's graduating from Eastern.
Your son's graduating from Eastern. That's amazing. Okay. That's well done. Ooh, well played. Good job, guys.
Claps to everyone.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Very nicely done. Okay. I mean, it's quite the accomplishment.
Well, it is. Yeah.
Shouldn't be undersold, for sure.
Yeah. Final thoughts.
All right, Brewster, we're over to you.
I'm up.
Yes, sir.
So I don't like to complain.
Oh, yeah, you do.
But...
I've heard
we get free coffee.
Yes.
We do.
And we get chairs to sit on.
Oh, no.
Apparently, my legs ain't used to this new chair. Old new chair.
Right.
Because they keep getting Charlie horses in them.
Hey, maybe you should sit on the stool like I am, though. Seriously.
Yeah, but they won't have a backrest.
Yeah.
Oh, I just know.
I need to trade you back this chair from over here.
Well, no, I don't.
I hardly sit on it anyway. You're good. Okay.
Slide over on my knee, Bruce, and see how you feel.
There you go.
Is it not?
That seems comfortable.
Yeah.
Well, it could be.
Things could be worse now.
Yes.
Is it because your legs are dangling and not touching anything?
Yes.
It is? Yeah. Okay.
They're dangling.
Right. Yeah.
It happens to my legs in this chair too, Bruce, and it is very annoying.
Yes, it is annoying.
Yeah. So here's the deal, Jay. You move the little leg.
Did it not stay up or still not high enough?
No, Kevin is using it as a footstool.
Kevin
now.
Eugene? Yeah.
Well, Bruce still can't reach it.
Well, I'll put it up higher.
His feet are still 6 inches from it, just swaying back and forth.
Dang it, Bruce. I'm sorry.
They were fitting just fine earlier,
see,
Kevin.
On this one, though, Bruce, see, you could put your feet down on the thing.
Yeah.
On the thing.
Yeah.
Or we could just bring in a like a high chair.
But I'd rather.
Like that.
Then you'd have a little tray.
I like that idea.
That'd be nice.
Thoughts.
A little bib that velcros around your neck.
That too, yeah.
That's neat.
Actually, that's one of the best ideas we've had for a while.
It is.
Steve, we're over to you.
Well, apparently I learned something new yesterday.
Okay.
Did you know, and I apologize for this, Lego is also the plural. Like Lego and Lego.
Oh, there's no S?
Apparently not. I guess it's Lego bricks. And so,
oh, the bricks part is the plural.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I wish you hadn't said that. That bugs me now.
Complicated.
Yeah,
that's real dumb.
I'm gonna stay with Legos.
But when you just say Lego, like, what do you?
Well, how do you yell at your kids then? Pick up all these Lego.
that's what I'm wondering. What do you do?
Exactly.
You have to use the full thing, I guess. Right?
Pick up all these Lego bricks.
No, I'm using the.
Because I posted that thing.
I'm with you, Money.
Yeah, I posted that thing yesterday on Facebook, wondering if we were construction workers or
Legos. You said, oh yeah.
And there were a couple people who said, hey, don't you know that it's the plural? The plural is just.
Who knows that?
I don't give a doggone what they say.
So I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't know. Now I do.
Yeah, literally. Who would know that?
Money, we don't give a give a doggone. Boy, that was tough.
Okay.
Do we?
Legos. And so necessary.
You know, Moving on.
What you need to say, Steve, is shut a yappa.
Yeah.
No.
That's what you tell them.
Yeah. Hey.
I mean, I would do the same thing if I knew the information. Well,
we know you would.
Yeah.
Final thoughts.
What is that?
Is it a hippopotamus?
Hippopotami.
Hippopotami.
Mm-hmm. Kevin?
Nice shirt.
Well, I just will quick. It's a great weekend to pick stuff up. What is it? Clean up in your yard. What was I supposed to say?
What the heck, man?
Well, clean up weekend.
It's a good cleanup weekend.
Oh, man, that was rough.
No, I was just trying to do a Monty, and
you did
I
a good job
didn't
of it.
Realize what I was doing. How about this? Everybody be nice to each other.
Yeah.
There it is.
I like
that. Can we just be nice to each other? It's not that big of a deal, guys.
Yeah, Monty,
not
did you hear what he said?
Not that big of a deal.
Yeah, be nice.
You hear what he said, Monty?
Do you want to read their words, Kev? Or are we doing
No, I got the words, Jay, but I just wanted to get that out there.
No,
be nice
it.
To each other.
Yeah, why not?
Now this, the words that Warren wrote down for today's program.
Thank you.
And here we go. Floor, Bruce, Jaws, Billy, Misunderstand, Loose Son, Cheeseburger Fingers, 4,278, 2,592, Smell, Conversation, Clarkson, Gazillion, Lynn, Child, Fawcett, 88, 85 seconds, double 10 seconds, carry on, regional fuel, nom nom chucker.
Come on, Clarkson.
That's it.
That's a great, man.
A great one line.
Yeah, I love that. All right, well, come on, Clarkson.
Come on, Clarkson.
Thoughts.
Two quick ones. One, it's a great weekend to just get some cleanup done.
Yep, it sure is, Jay. You know it. Get out there and get some stuff done.
I am.
Don't
going
just
to.
Stand there and look at it.
Yeah, it's a great weekend.
I'm going to get it done.
Great weekend for it.
I'm going to get it done. And two, I just wanted to say, Steve, great week this week. Well done.
Uh-oh.
That was a genuine compliment,
what
Steve.
What is that?
What do you mean, uh-oh?
That was sincere.
Said, great week.
He looked at good you and job. Said, good job.
Yeah, great week. Good job.
Good job. Thanks. You too.
Here's how you.
That's
you,
what Jay. You say, Warren. That,
yeah,
you.
There's your response. Just thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Jay.
Let's try it again.
You're a great boss.
Hey, Steve. I don't know about that last part. Let's not go crazy. Steve, great week. Good job.
Go on.
Show me more.
Go on.
Keep going.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Well, thank you, Jay.
Yes, there we go.
But what's the catch here?
We're trying to break him in slowly, you know?
What's happening?
Just say thank you and just live with it.
Yeah. There's more to the story, though,
right? There is not. We're just practicing.
Just move on.
Even if it's not true, you want to hear it. And that's what you got to remember.
We're just practicing.
For what?
Come on, Clarkson.
Yeah, that's enough.
Come on, Jay.